Kia ora and welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast. And well, it's time to start our artist's focus for Rhythm and Alps taking place this 29th to 31st of December. And I'm very, very excited and very honoured to have my first artist focus guest, Alice Agnes, on the line. Good morning, Alice.
Kia ora. How are you, Liam?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just got my coffee.
key ingredient in a morning like this, I have to say. Anyway, how's the world of music's treating you?
Bit of COVID here and there, but it's definitely come back a little bit more to normal now. Yeah.
Yes, thank God. It took a while. Anyway, you are performing at Rhythm and Alps this year. Now, tell me, is this your first time performing there?
Yeah, this actually is my first time. Yeah.
And have you ever been before?
I've actually never been to Rhythm and Alps, no. I don't think I've actually been to any festivals down in Te Waipounamu.
Well, we've got it good down here. Do you know what stage you're performing on?
I actually can't remember. Yes, I'm at the Sugar and Spice stage, I think.
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic. you're going to love it. It's so cool there. Anyway, so for some of our listeners who kind of aren't familiar with your style of music, how would you describe yourself?
I would say pretty high energy. I like to stick around the range of like 130 to 150.
Cool.
And generally sort of house and techno, but kind of a bit wonky.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. How did this journey start for you? How did you get into DJing?
I think it started when I was about 19 or so, and I was at the halls down in Christchurch, and I had bought like a really small controller, and I kind of worked on that in my room for like honestly like 8 years. I never played to anyone. And you know, I decided to that I actually like, you know, I was like, this is ridiculous, like I actually really love doing this. So I went and enrolled at the DJ school. So from there, and just got my confidence to like play live, and yeah, that's kind of how I got my start.
Was kind of that professional training quite different to like what you would practice yourself?
I think it was a little, just because the focus was quite hip hop based. Like we learned how to scratch.
Yeah,
and
right,
all that,
right.
So, yeah, I probably wouldn't have got into that if I hadn't gone and done that school. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And is that kind of something you follow now, that hip hop style?
I think I definitely bring in techniques from kind of those styles of mixing into my sets, which I think does make it a bit more unique. Like, I think I'm probably quite a fast and hard mixer. Like, I like to
drop into that. Cool.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like a you don't know the song's changed kind of thing.
So, you mentioned you haven't really done festivals down this way, but have you done much of the festival circuit?
I completely forgot that I did Twisted Frequency last year, because it's so much better weather there. Like, it's, you know, I kind of forget that it's not like in the islands or something.
Yeah.
I haven't really done like a festival circuit before, but I've kind of done like odd festivals. This is the first year I think I'm doing like 4 or 5 kind of in quick succession.
So that must be exciting. Like, so that's so much like back to back, really.
Yeah, it is exciting. It's a lot of flying, and I got a fear of flying.
Well, you'll quickly get over that, I think.
Yeah.
So you've been around. You've got a bit of experience. Have you had any really crazy experiences?
I was thinking like about this actually. I think like the most wild experiences I have, and this maybe is a little bit of a cop out, but like whenever I play one of my own productions that I'm kind of tinkering with or working on, I think those are always the most exhilarating performances.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like, probably the most standout was the first time I ever played something I was working on was at Beacon Festival last year, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, I played it last because I thought it was a bit of a, it was a bit high. It was quite high energy, as I like to produce. And it just seeing the crowd react to that was quite phenomenal. It was pretty intoxicating, I guess is a word for it.
Well, yeah, and I can imagine, like, as a creator, it's so satisfying to have people enjoy your work like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Definitely.
Well, Alice, so excited to see you play at RNA. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I couldn't have picked a more perfect person to start my artist's focus on. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Liam. Pleasure to be on the show.
What's happening for your day? Is it just Monday 9 to 5, or we got some mixing going on? What's happening?
It's a 9 to 5 today for me.
Oh no.
Maybe a swim later.
Yeah, well, hey, whatever you do, enjoy it. Thank you so much, Alice.
Thanks, Liam.
And that was Alice Agnes playing at RNA this year. Get your tickets now, rhythmnelps.co.nz. You'll love it.